Captain. Catgirl Space Fighter Pilot First Class reporting for mission debriefing, sir. I engaged enemy fighters in 7 catfights, sir, destroying them all. I then took out the enemy carrier with a full spread of antimatter torpedoes. My littermates helped too, of course. They had their own catfights going on while I broke through the enemy line and made my attack run on their ship. But then again, I am the best Catgirl Space Fight Pilot you have on this entire ship. I might even be the best in the entire fleet, sir. Us Catgirls will win the war for Earth, sir. Combining human and cat DNA made for the ideal space fighter pilots. We're naturally skilled hunters with excellent reflexes and perfect balance. We've already turned this war from pure survival on Earth's part to slowly pushing back the enemy. And most of us are being grown all the time. From the time our eyes open, it's only a few years until we're fully grown and already trained as pilots. But I was one of the first. That's why I've racked up so many kills and earned so many pretty, shiny medals. Not that I have too many people to show them to. This carrier is mostly automated. It's mainly catgirls like me and my littermates. We fly the fighters and maintain them. The androids do all the other work. Well, except for piloting the ship and commanding all of us catgirls. That's your job. You give us our battle plans and keep us focused on our jobs, which isn't easy sometimes. But you're also the one who gives us rewards for doing good work. Most of the other catgirls trade in their credits right after battle, you know, for a new rubber mouse or some catnip, or even some time with a laser pointer. Others save theirs up for cute little outfits. And there was a time when all of that was fun. My closet is full of maid outfits, schoolgirl uniforms, and all kinds of cosplay stuff. But lately, I've been saving up my credits for something special. And I'm not talking about the sashimi you sometimes make. Since you're the only officer on board, you had the officer's mess turned into an aquarium, so we didn't always have to eat whatever the food printers made for us. Now, don't get me wrong, the fishies you raise for us are really, really tasty, and it's so cool when you put on your chef's outfit and serve it to us. No, I wanna spend some time with you, sir. And not just with a laser pointer. I want time with you sexually. I know they designed us so we didn't go into heat. That would be impractical for warriors. But I'm not just part cat. I'm part girl, with all the parts and needs that go with that. I know that having sex with a catgirl corpse is against the rules for the rest of the military, but that's hardly fair to us. Really, it's not fair for you guys either. It's like they go out of their way to make us cute. They even put us in these really skimpy uniforms. Not that we're complaining, mind you. We like looking sexy just as much as we like blowing up the bad guys. And not to brag, but if any catgirl has earned the right to mate, it's me. I'm the best there is among catgirls. And you, sir, if I may be so bold, you're the best there is amongst humans. Your record as a pilot is even better than mine, although I'm going to break it one of these days. But as good a pilot as you are, you make an even better captain. All of the catgirls under your command respect you, sir. We love you. None of them are as bold as me, though, sir. That's why I'm so good in battle. And why I think I'll be so good in bed. I don't hold back. I'm not afraid of anything. And I'm willing to fight for what I want. For Earth. Or for you. No, don't quote regulations at me. You'll make me mad. See? I'm not even looking at you. I'm looking at a spot on the wall. I'm here in this room. All by myself. Just passing the time. La 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 la. I think I'll stretch and trick the polish on my claws. Oh, and I don't think I feel like fighting anymore. Mm-mm. I'll just find the tallest part of the hangar deck to hide out on and hiss at anyone that comes my way. Or... And I'm just saying this to the empty room, because I see nobody else here. Or... A certain captain could just give a certain catgirl what she wants. And what he probably wants, too. It can't be easy, being in charge of so many cute catgirls. The way we like to flirt. And flash our panties under these very short skirts. Or the way we sometimes accidentally slip and call you master or daddy instead of captain or sir. Or maybe not so accidentally. Because enemy fighters aren't the only thing we enjoy playing with. It's not like anyone would know. There's no other humans on board except for you. The androids wouldn't care. The other catgirls might, but really, they won't mind as long as you're happy. And if they do get jealous, well, fuck them, I guess. Not figuratively, as in forget about them. I mean, literally, like, you have sex with them, too. You can have your very own catgirl space fighter pilot harem. I'd be a little jealous, of course, but once the cat is out of the bag about us, lots of catgirls will be trying to get into your bed. It's really the best way to keep us in line. We've already imprinted on you so much. More so than most other catgirls out there. And it's one thing for us to be out there fighting for Earth. Just wait until we are out there fighting for you. We'll win this war ourselves. Then we can all retire and go on to live in one of the colony worlds. Maybe near a city so that the other catgirls and I can go clubbing when we want. Near the sea, too, for fresh seafood. But also near the country for fresh milk. With a big house and a big yard. With lots of trees to climb and many bedrooms for little catgirls that aren't grown in a machine. So, you pretty much have to have sex with me and eventually all of the other catgirls on the ship. If not, I'll just find some impossibly small hole to crawl into and disappear into the depths of the ship. You'd never be able to find me or coax me out. I'd live off of rats and the water that condenses off pipes and stuff. I'd be miserable and lonely, and the squadron would lose its best pilot. We'd probably lose the ship, and then the war, and then it would be all your fault for not sticking your cock in my catgirl pussy. Even if I don't go and climb into the hangar deck or scurry deep into the ship, I could still die on the next mission. Any of us catgirls could. Would it be fair for any of us to die without knowing what love was? We work so hard and fight even harder. We have our toys and our outfits and sometimes our fresh fish. But that can't keep a catgirl going forever. Tomorrow, I could feel the cold embrace of outer space. So just for tonight, couldn't I feel the warm embrace of my captain? My master? Will you make love to me, Captain Sir? Sweet, passionate love with your sweet, passionate catgirl. I can tell you're giving in. You want to make love to me. Wait, let me get all this stuff off your desk first. There. Now carry me over to your bed. Oh, you thought I wanted to do it on your desk? Sorry, no. I prefer the bed. Your bedroom is attached to your office, and it's not all that far away. I just didn't like all that stuff on top of your desk. Stuff on top of other stuff offends me, Really, I've been going nuts standing here while all your things just had the audacity to be on top of your desk and not fall off. The only thing that has a right to be on top of another thing is me on top of everything as I'm high above the ground. Or you over me. My place is under you. Or in your arms first.
Catch me, Captain!
You've still got a pilot's reflexes. But the strength that holds me in your arms so easily is all yours. Just like I'm all yours right now. Yours to do with as you please, sir. To carry me easily over into your bedroom. To lie me down gently on your bed. Help me get undressed, Captain. As a cat girl, I'm not terribly big. Although I am pretty mature in all the right places. And like all of my outfits, this uniform is pretty skimpy. Cat girls don't like wearing a whole lot of clothing. I think we'd be happy running around naked, except that's against regulations, and we do like wearing sexy things. But with your strong, confident hands. I like having my uniform removed even more. My body trembles as every shiny button is undone. There's lots of them. Normally I like all the pretty shiny buttons on my uniform, but right now, they're getting in the way. I want to tear this sexy uniform for you so you can see my naked cat. And then we do sexy stuff together. But at the same time, I like you carefully undressing me so much. As you open up the front of my uniform, you can see that I'm not wearing a bra. That's against regulations, although a cat girl like me doesn't really need one. Especially with the gravity level on the ship. My breasts will likely stay small but perky forever. You help me wiggle my arms out of the uniform and then neatly fold it up for me. But your eyes are on my tiny little cat girl body. You can see the breasts I mentioned earlier as they nervously rise and fall in time with my breathing. But you can also see my panties. These are my bestest and most favorite ones. I spent so many credits on them and tried to give you a glimpse so many times. You never looked, or maybe you just pretended not to look. But you're definitely looking now. Your eyes are locked on me in a way no enemy ship ever has. I'm not exactly being evasive right now or trying to confuse your systems. Now please, Captain Master, please take off my panties. You have such strong hands. You were able to carry me with ease, but you're able to pilot a fighter or even this entire carrier with so much skill, or the even more delicate procedure of removing a cat girl's panties. You can finally see my pussy. And the intensity of your gaze is making me tingle all over. But especially when your eyes are looking. Now, take off your uniform, Captain Senpai. Your uniform is much more concealing than a cat girl's, and you're much bigger than one of us, too, so there's so much more to remove. But there's also so much to admire as well. I've never even seen you out of uniform before, and now you're taking it all off. Each piece of clothing is piled neatly beside my uniform on the shelf next to you. You've got scars from some of your battles, or the attempts at landing your ship afterward. My skin is flawless, though. Just like my combat record. But there's a perfect piece of you still left too. And I'm looking at it right now. So big and hard. And as happy to see me as I am to see it. Or to have it inside of me. Wait. Let me get onto my hands and knees and we can do this kitty style. Just as the great Sky Kitty intended. I'll bet you didn't even know I followed catgirl philosophism. A cynic might say it was for the sexy schoolgirl uniforms and even the nun outfits I have in my wardrobe. But I would believe in a higher power. Because this is the answer to my prayers. Get behind me, Captain Daddy, sir. From there, you can look down and see my head with its catgirl ears on either side. If you look down further, you can see my tail nervously but excitedly waving from side to side. Then, right below that, my cute little catgirl bottom. Maybe you can't see my pussy from there, but as you move forward a little, you can feel it against your big human cock. Oh, Captain, please put your hands on my hips and put yourself in me. Your little catgirl pilot wants to be penetrated by her Captain Senpai's cock. I want to feel it pushing against me, then pushing into me, opening me up for it. Yes, like that, sir. Push it into me. Slowly but surely. Bit by bit. I'm small and tight, but my pussy wants your cock inside of it so bad. Put it all the way in, please. We're doing it. We're making love, Captain, sir. Just like a human man and woman would, but with the addition of almost unbearable levels of cuteness. I know it's forbidden, but we're doing it anyway. Your cock is inside of me, filling up my catgirl pussy so completely. And as you slowly move in and out of me, my tail sways in rhythm with you. Slowly at first, but moving faster. Back and forth as your cock speeds up as well. I may have to dig my claws into your bed sheets to keep my poor little catgirl body from being pushed forward too far with each thrust. In response, I push my bottom back at you, driving you even deeper into me. This feels so good, master. Better than being at the highest point in the room, or a sashimi, or even seeing an enemy ship go kaboom. But I think I'm gonna go kaboom from this. My master is going to make his little catgirl come from his big cock and my little pussy. That makes me even happier than just making love with you, Captain. But even better than that, I can tell you're enjoying this too. That you're going to have a big orgasm. And fill me up with your cum. I can't get pregnant, but they say after the war they'll change that. And we catgirls will get our own land on one of the colonies and be able to have our own babies. But I want them all to be your babies, too. But until I win this war for you, you can fill me up with all the cum we both want. It'll be safe. And very, very fun. We're already having so much fun just from the sex part. Aren't we, Captain? You found enemies so wildly now. My pussy is overflowing with my wetness. My tail doesn't know what to do other than just to try and wrap up around one of your wrists as you hold my body in place for your thrust. Most of it, at least. My hair flies around each time you push into me, and even my small breasts sway in time with what you're doing. The tempo keeps growing faster and faster as we get closer and closer to orgasm. I'm ready, Captain Daddy Master Senpai, sir. I'm ready for our orgasms. And all your gum. I promise not to waste a drop of your precious cream, even when you make me scream. I made a rhyme. That was kind of cool. My great sky kitty. I'm coming. Come at me now, Master. Fill up your little cat girl. More fun than anything I've ever done. Now, pull out of me, Master, and let's cuddle. There. There's nothing better for you than your little cat girl curled up against you. And nothing better for me than my Master's strong arms around me. And my rubbing against you. Closely now. I'm marking you with my scent so that the other girls know that you belong to me. But it's okay. I'm willing to share. My captain's cock is too good just to keep it to myself. All of your other cat girls deserve their chance with it too, and deserve your time with all of them. We'll be the deadliest, sexiest ship in the fleet, because we'll be fighting in this war for love now. And then when it's over, we'll all pool our land together in one spot in a big colony world. A nice place by the sea for fish, but with room for cows for cream, but maybe with a lot of shopping nearby and a happening club scene. There should also be a catgirl cathedral for church on Sunday, and for myself and the other catgirls to confess our many ongoing and scandalous sexual hijinks. And then, we'll make lots and lots of baby catgirls, but not from a machine. We're gonna make them the old-fashioned way.